BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So, hello, I ought to explain if you've not heard all week. It's me, Saz. I'm in for Scott. Don't worry, he's all right. He's off holidaying. Getting a bit of nip and tuck done and a bit of duty free and he'll be home before you know it. It's Monday he'll return, looking fresh faced. So welcome along, hope you're well, hope your Friday's gone okay. Mine has, it's very nice, my mum's down, little mum, little Jackie's here for, well essentially she's only come visiting. And she does love her grandchildren, but it's mainly because I'm going on Strictly tomorrow and she wants to come along and sit in the audience. She's obsessed with Harry Judd off of McFly. So her and my mother-in-law both going to be the audience of Strictly tomorrow. I'm going to be on the red button. Becky, you all right? You're still busy over there?
Yes.
Beavering away?
Just making you some brilliant radio content.
Okay, good. Because you chatted to my mum, didn't you, before?
I was trying to get some gossip out of her.
Mm. I left to go and repark my car, and by the time I'd returned,
I thought, oh, we could get a quiz out of this. Always working.
you never click off, do you?
No.
And what did you get out of her? I've not heard any of the footage that you've recorded my mum talking about me and my childhood or me as a daughter.
I just asked her a few questions and I thought I could ask you the same questions and see how it matched up.
Oh, if our answers tally up.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Look forward to that.
Your little miss and older miss type quiz.
Yeah, misses and ms.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that in a bit. That's very nice. Hey, I'm wondering about Strictly tomorrow. I'm on the red button. If you watch the main show tomorrow night on BBC One, press the red button and I'll be there with Karen Hardy. Do I have to wear a ballroom dancing dress?
Yes. And you have to wear the sort of tan material? Like the fake skin material that they wear in the dresses, you know, when they have the deep V.
Like the 40 denier deep V. Should I make me own? Just stretch some tights across my front?
Yes. A few sequins, you'll be fine.
Yeah, because I've got over an hour in makeup. Do you think they're going to do proper dancing makeup on me?
Yes. I watched it last week and the person on the red button, I can't remember who it was now, they'd made their own outfit and they looked amazing. So that's definitely what you're meant to do.
I'm going to do that. Well, I've got a long journey. I'm going to Malvern later on. Go see the Young Farmers. Woo! Rocking Worcestershire massive. So up there I can maybe stitch something together if I take one of the kids' arts and craft things with me. Some super glue and some bobbles and that and a bit of glitter and an old ball gown and transform it cinders style. I've got to start the show by saying hello to Ali, who's a young lady that I met at Euston Station. Hello, Smooth Talking Dan.
Hiya.
I should have had you with me, actually. A lot of pretty ladies all getting off the train, fresh from Piccadilly. I was waiting for my mother. And they recognised me. And anyway, they're here for Ali's hen do. So hello, girls. They're staying in tonight because they just want to take it easy. Tomorrow, Café de Paris, they're all heading there. I know.
Bear that in mind.
Bear that in mind. Maybe head down. Ask for Ali.
Okay.
Say that I sent you. They were like, whoa, the dancer's here. And then, you know, meet lots of pretty girls, actually. So hello to Ali and all the guys. I was at the top of the ramp waiting for my mum to come up off the train. And I thought she'd managed to slip by me despite wearing a faux fur leopard print number. But she hadn't. She'd arrived just before I got there anyway. And I'm doing a photo with all these lovely girls. And I can't find my little mum. And they've shut the gates at the bottom of the train. And I thought maybe she missed the train. But I knew she hadn't. I'm like, what's going on? Anyway, she were by Body Shop. That's where I went. I went and caught up with her. So we were fine, and the rest is history. Phew, eh? That's up there. I should have saved that one for my autobiography, that little anecdote.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, you might mock. She's only little, my mum, you know. I was quite panicked today when I lost sight of her. I couldn't find her. Only a little loser in a crowd. Somebody could have handed her in.
Have you ever had to do an announcement for her? You know, like with lost children.
What, like if anybody's found a little mum?
Yeah.
Will they hand her in? Yeah. A daughter Sarah's May Wood event. Bless her. I forget, because she's only 4'11", you see, so if I walk at my normal pace, we popped John Lewis earlier on looking for boots anyway, we had no luck, and we walked back to Radio 1, and I kind of stride along, and I feel a bit like the BFG next to her, because her little legs are going 10 to the dozen.
Does she look like she's in a Flintstones car?
Yeah, doing that noise. Like, where is she? She's like, oh, sorry, darling, come on, catch up. Oh, lovely. Anyway, going out DJing tonight. She's got to make her own dinner. I'm a terrible daughter.
Are you not taking it with you?
What, to Malvern?
Yeah.
I would have done to any other gig, but it's 2 hours. I think she'll be over it by the time. She'd either be fast asleep.
I thought she loved a party.
She does love a party, but a 2 hour drive to Worcestershire is a big ask.
She was telling me earlier that you went out to something a few weeks ago and you made her go home at 10:15. She was only just getting started.
Not really?
Yeah.
Is that part of the quiz or was that just
no,
a
that
side
was just
subject?
That was extra.
What were that?
There was a lot of stuff we couldn't even put in. I'm not joking. The best one, I was like, I'm really sorry, Jax, but that can't go out at 4:00.
Will we have to do a late night review show?
Yeah. Sarah Cox extra.
What were that? Was that about my friend Phil?
Yeah.
And the cash and carry?
Yeah.
That can't go out. Zoe, Amy, Dee, Nicola and the rest of the Tenbury Young Farmers. Yeah, you better brace yourselves, girls. I'm coming later with my big box of CDs and my earplugs.
Do you wear earplugs in your DJ?
I ain't going down with tinnitus full. So all the big superstar DJs have been affected by it. But not me. Because I'm not a superstar DJ, but I don't want to get any complaint. Kiara's been in Belfast. Shout out to the lads and the ladies in Belfast going to the St Max formal tonight. They've got their moves like Jagger, apparently. Hello to all the Essex girls on the way to Derbyshire for a weekend. They think we're hilarious, Becky. What do you think of that?
High five.
Yeah, I think they're right. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So my mum's down for a couple of nights. She's going to come to Strictly tomorrow night with me. I'm very excited. And I popped to move my car, and as I did, Becky had got her on the mic and had got some information out of her. But nothing too juicy, is there, or is there?
No, there was a... there were, if I'm honest, there was a lot of stuff we couldn't play at this time of day. She went for it. I loved it.
You're looking at me in a different way.
Like, I didn't get her in to kind of do anything like that. And then all of a sudden she started, like, telling me all about you when you were younger and all this sort of stuff. And I was like, oh, could be something in this.
Is it on tape, the incriminating stuff?
Yes. I'll play it all to you later.
Okay. And then let's destroy it.
Yeah.
It'd be a hot potato to the likes of the Daily Mail if they got the mitts on it.
Yes.
Okay, so up here, I've not heard these clips. So it says here, 3 words to describe Sarah as a...
teenager.
A teenager.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Right.
Should I write them down so I remember? Lazy.
Yeah.
Knock kneed. Is that one word or two?
Knock kneed? Knock kneed what?
Knock kneed.
Oh. Right.
Gangly. Grumpy? Grumpy.
Right. Grumpy. So you're going for lazy, knock-kneed and grumpy.
That's how I remember me. Shall I see what my mum says? All right, this is the voice now of my lovely mum, Jackie.
Wild. Oh. Popular. Messy.
Wild?
She then went into great detail of this is one of the stories that I couldn't put out.
Right.
Yeah.
Wild.
But I agree with her. After
I wasn't
that.
Any. You know what? I wasn't any apart from messy. Right.
Things growing in coffee cups and fungus and stuff like that. You could hardly ever see the bed. The bedroom would be that messy.
Fungus.
That's true. I was wildly messy. I wasn't really wild. I was quite a good girl, really. I was very messy. There used to be stuff that looked like you could send it off to a university and get tests back, and I'd, like, you know, created a new species in the bottom of a coffee cup or, like, some pot noodle or something under my bed. Popular. Nothing's changed. Wild and... wild and popular. Oh, worst habit.
Yeah, that's now or any time.
No.
Yeah.
Not answering her calls. Or maybe messing with my phone while she's trying to tell me stuff. Does she say just one thing?
Yeah.
Am I close with that kind of thing?
Maybe, have a listen.
So I don't... I fiddle with my phone and I text and I might tweet and I'm bad at getting back with her. I go a bit AWOL. Let's see.
Not ringing home.
Oh, no.
And she'll tell you that herself. Yeah, and then it's like, oh, I know I'm rubbish, but... I don't ring you enough and I don't text you or... And I think it's busy lives. And mums always accept what they've... It's like, oh, it's all right. Because they can do that to the mum and get away with it, really. Perhaps not with other people, but... So I think she'd probably agree with that one as well.
Oh, no! I'm going to cry! She sounded really sad then!
And I put that in because I thought, you need to know that. You need to ring her more. Everyone needs to ring their mum more.
They do. If you're listening now and you've not rang your mum for over a week... I can go like 2-3 weeks without speaking to mum.
And when I was at uni, I was really bad. It was like once a term.
Were you really? Were you like at a phone party every night? Woo! That is really bad. And she sounded really... She's fine, isn't she? Did she look sad?
I had to get her some tissues after that
one. Oh, sure! Done! If you've not spotted your mum in over a week, if you're away at uni and that and you've not rang her, go and ring her tonight before you head out to kiss unsuitable boys. Give your mum a ring. Oh. So what's the next clip then?
The next thing I asked her was an embarrassing story about you. But you had blatantly talked to her about this before, because all I got for her from about 20 minutes was this.
I can't really bring any to mind, to be honest. She's just a really good, funny daughter.
Aww.
I was like, come on, Jackie, come on.
She's so loyal.
You've got more than that.
Does she mean funny ha-ha or funny peculiar, though? It's a fine line.
No, funny ha-ha.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't just mean I'm strange. Oh, this doesn't look good. What's this? Most embarrassing thing?
That you did when you were a kid.
Okay. What, when I was really little?
Yeah.
Is it about the accident I had?
No, what was that?
Nothing.
Say.
No. Okay.
I don't know who was embarrassed, more me or her. She collapsed in the kitchen one day when she was six, and I thought she was really ill. So I was panicking, took her to the doctors. She was absolutely fine. There was nothing wrong with her whatsoever. She just didn't want to go to school.
Yeah, I faked paralysis. I pretended that... you know, I used to do it so much, it was so weird. You know, my mum would leave the room... And I'd lie down on the floor in a kind of position like in the movies when people have fainted. And my poor mum would come back in the room and I'd be on the floor. My eyes shut, but probably quivered a bit. Really rubbish actress. And then this one time I completely pretended that I couldn't walk or move my legs or anything. And she took me to the doctors in a complete state. And then I realised that I'd missed most of that school day. And then I was like, oh... I'm fine, it's a miracle. And like skipped through the car park on the way back to the car. That is really bad, isn't it? I'm a really bad daughter. I'm glad my mum's dead. I'm going to make it up for you. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make her do her own dinner tonight, then I'll take her to Strictly tomorrow. She'll love that. The Scott Mills Daily. Lots of people calling their mums now, yeah. Just putting that out there after I just got an on-air live guilt trip from my mum that nearly made me cry. Just like to thank my good friend and colleague Becky for that. That was fun. I'm at uni and I just called my mum. This is from Jenny. I just called my mum after not talking for a week or two. This is quite emotional, this. And my mum said, I'm just watching Midsummer Murders and it's just getting to the juicy bit, and then put the phone down. Oh, that's a beautiful story, Jenny. Thanks, love. Thanks for sharing. So yesterday, Zayn popped in, as he did most days, just before the Masterpieces. They're all online. If you missed any of the Masterpieces this week, from Amy Winehouse to Smashing Pumpkins to Oasis to Dizzy, then you can go and download special little podcasts of each one. Yesterday was all about Oasis, and Zayn Lowe off of New Zealand tried to do an impression of Noel Gallagher off of Manchester. And he did that thing. This is my actual favourite part of the entire week of chats with Zayn, where he went in for the Manc accent, wobbled in the middle, wasn't sure how to end it, so just ended it by shouting. This is brilliant.
I've got £87 million on the bank. I'm about to get on the board of Man City. I'm in the biggest band in the world. Am I happy? No. I want more!
I don't know how to end it. I'm not making this accent. I've just got to shout. Love it. All the Masterpieces online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Go and treat yourself.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.